Night, passing me tissues and listening to me babble incoherently. Breakups suck. I feel like such a failure. No, I feel like a quitter. The last piece of advice my mom gave me before she died was to never give up on love. Actually, she drilled that into me long before she'd ever gotten sick. I don't know all the details, but it was no secret around my house that my parents' marriage had been on the rocks more than once during their 18 years together. And they'd powered through it. They'd worked at it. Every time I think about walking out on Sean yesterday, my stomach grows queasy. Maybe I should have fought harder for us. I mean, I know he loves me.
If he loved you, he wouldn't have given you an ultimatum.
A gruff voice assures me.
You did the right thing.
My throat tightens as I recognize the voice in my head. It belongs to my father, who happens to be my biggest champion. In his eyes, I can do no wrong. It's too bad Sean isn't able to see me through that lens. My phone buzzes when I'm 5 minutes from Bristol House, where I share a two-bedroom suite with Hannah. Shit, another text from Sean. And double shit, because it says, I'm so sorry for swearing at you, baby. I didn't mean it. I'm just upset.